Zecher Tzadik of Bracha, was known to be the Tzadik of Muncie. He came once to Lakewood and he spoke. I noticed as soon as he finished speaking, he was whispering to himself. I saw that. I noticed it. I saw he was B'derech Yosef HaTzadik. He went to learn in Kamenitz. And he gave, they say over, people came to Kamenitz to hear a Baruch Be'ez Shiurim. He was a Meridik. But he said, I came here for a Baruch Be'ez Emunah B'tochen. And he was unusual. Ramat Rishwa was not Shayach. It's now Yom Dalad, Parshas B'Shalach, Tavshin Pe'alav. I want to thank Torah Anytime, Kavash Kacha Pratis, and Kel Aloshim. Thank the Rabbeinu Shalom, all his chasodim. Now, he told me a story. I was standing on a street corner, I think it was 9th and Madison, right here in Lakewood. And he told me that they made a vod in Kamenitz about getting 25 rubles, something like that. 5 rubles, 25 rubles. A vod, we all got together, we're going to have betochen, and we're going to get 25 rubles. They made a vod for betochen. We're having betochen, don't say nothing, and watch it come. He said nobody got it except for him. Why did he get it? Somebody that goes whispering all day and all night to the main Shalalem for every movie he makes. He's going to get mileage. He feels close to the Abishah. The Abishah gives him total different treatment than other people. Total different treatment than other people. I'm going to tell you a true story of somebody who was, I'll tell you what Betochen can do. Somebody who had a friend who was not being such a good influence on him. He was causing him all kinds of bittul Torah. It wasn't good for him. And there was no way out of this friend. Their friend was so warm and friendly and good and loving. And he couldn't, and he loved the friend. He couldn't get, what can I do? I'm human. And he knew the friend is not good. Friend's a nice person, but not for me. It's not for me. I can't. And he tried this and he dabbed his head off. Maybe to get me out of this. And the Abish expects him to do something too, and sometimes he just can't. So you dive and you have to go to the Abish and keep asking the Abish. I know somebody had gewaltige mileage with that statement. He couldn't shake a certain taiva that he had until he said, Abish, it says in Chazal, without you, we can't do it. As soon as he said that, boom, he got service. His whole life turned around. From that day on, he had a permanent Yeshua in a certain area in his life. He said the right thing to the Abishah. You got to know, what should I say, Tata? Sometimes, it's because I ask the Abishah, give me an Eitzah. What do you think I should say to you to get what I want? You know, we're trying to do the right thing over here. You give me an Eitzah. Watch what happens. The more tzmimis you have, the better. A torment. Oh, yeah, talk like normal. Things work. Anyway, this younger man, it's not shaykh. What this younger man was zeichet to is not shaykh. This guy, I know a lot of people like this. Lately, more and more, this younger man finally realized he had no choice. Abishta, get this guy to hate me like poison. And at first, didn't go easy. He had tried it once with a different zach. It worked here. The guy liked them too much. Nothing was happening. And he decided it doesn't work. So he decided, well, daven again. And he daven again. By Yehayim, the same guy, the same everything, who loved them for years and years. He didn't have it. They never had a fight. They never had it. Suddenly, the guy's cold. And he told him later on, he told him, do you know what I did? He told him. He opened up his problem. He said, he explained to him, you know, your interest and my interest is staring me. So I davened for this. You know what the guy told him? Do you believe it? I suddenly started feeling a hatred to you. It made me crazy. How could I hate you? But I felt like that. Oh,
I daven. Now this went on for several months. And he's only human. And he's, after a while, it got on his nerves. His friend, the Taka, mentioned, you have to do that. I should hate you. You know, you can't go like, you know, let's. But he felt that he had no kaychus over his yetzahara. So he used that lashon. Do you know such a thing happened in Slobodka? There were two close friends, Rabbi Yisrael Movshevitz, and Rabbi Aaron Kotler, two geniuses. You have to see the picture of Rabbi Yisrael. Rabbi Yisrael was the first thing. What was the one? Now there's Movshevitz and Rabbi Aaron. This was a more known in Kelm, but he was originally in Slobodka. I heard the story from Yehuda Jacobs, that's all, if I heard correctly. Rabbi Aaron Kotler and him were best friends. They were both Iluyim. There's a picture of him. He's Rabbi Nosson Bachfeigel's Rebbe. You have to see that face. Oh boy. They say Rabbi Konovasim used to come to Kelm just to see him. Because he was Ani and Echei Ruach. There's a certain Milo of a person that's considered Nari Nerais, and he had it. And you see his picture. Oh, his face is shining. Oh, it's Tzadik Yisrei Deilim. You see it all over him. And I think he locked himself up every day for 9 hours to learn by some other rabbi in a room alone. He was a genius of geniuses. Somebody once told him, you said a good pshat in Chazal. He went berserk. He was about to open the door of his room and disappear. And suddenly his hands started shaking. Pshat in Chazal? You know what it means, Chazal? To get pshat in Chazal, you just talk. He was going crazy. These people had irrigation. We don't even understand how he shook. Mentioning, saying Chazal to him, it was. Anyway, when he was back in Slobodka, Rabbi Aaron and him were best friends. And Rabbi Aaron did not like, the ultimate Slobodka did not like this relationship. He held that he was too. Now what the problem was, this is a famous story. What the problem was, the way I understood from where Rabbi Yehuda Jacobs told me, I may be wrong. But if I'm not mistaken, Rabbi Aaron Kotler Zatzal had a very strong tchuna for Muslim. And this Rabbi Movshevitz was very Musadik. You're a gaina, both of them knew, call it Torah Kula, geniuses, and tzaddikim and Shaykh. They were the cream of Klal Yisrael, and they loved each other. But Rabbi Aaron held, the Altman Slobodka held, that Rabbi Aaron's goes after this person, and it's not good for Rabbi Aaron. The way I understood, Rabbi Aaron was meant more to be tighter, tighter, tighter. And this person, Taka, eventually, he ended up in Kelm. He was one of the leaders of Kelm. He's Rav Nosson Zareba. That's what he belonged there. That's what he was all about. More Musadik. And Rabbi Aaron, he held, it's going to mess up. He's got to be more to tighter. So the story goes the following. He called in the Alta of Slobodka was a genius of geniuses. He was a tzaddik yisaydelim. Rav Nosson the Mashgiach told me once, the belt has no musig, the greatness of the Alta of Slobodka. Rav Nosson's father was once a heisbucher. He slept in the same room together with the Alta for a while. You know that Rav Nosson's father was dug up years after he was left and he was whole. And Rav Nosson said the man had no kinna. This wasn't Pashut. And that was a big Slobodka thing. Not to have kinna, to have ayin toiva. You're fagin other people's learning. That's why Slobodka was so much less. Everyone's happy with everyone else is learning. That's very healthy for the whole environment. People blossom. And people go around with kinna. They subtly tear each other down and don't allow each other to grow. Too much iron hearts and problems. Whatever. I wouldn't be so worried about that, by the way. I'll tell you why. Because David HaMelech, the whole world was after him. And he stayed, David HaMelech, Shochai became. Everybody wanted Malchus to be David. Achisofa wanted to be the king. There's a whole. he had people going against him all over the place. His son. Everybody, Shalom Melech, everybody didn't want to see him king. And he So he was okay. I don't know the rules. I'm not getting involved in that. But that's for sure. If you do have a good eye on other people, and you're happy with their learning, that's for sure a very healthy matzav. It brings the Eibush to see how people are happy with each other. It brings a different ruach. Everyone, Sameach Mechalkei, Yishal Mekayme, Yav, Yavai B'Shalom. Each one does his thing without kin. They're happy with each other. I once saw Slabotka went crazy over this. Ayin Teva. So did Navardik. Ayin Teva. Oh boy. They put Kreiches into that. Now, I saw a picture of Rav Hutna Zatzal at the Chasana of Rav, one of his friends, Rav Meir Chodosh, from Slabotka. And Rav Hutna was beaming besimcha. Now, my understanding of it was he was happy with his friends, chasid. That's what I felt. Whatever. For sure, it's very possible. Slabotka specialized in this. Ayin Teva, let's be happy with each other. Simcha, it's merit. Anyway, so his father, Reb Nosson's father, was the Hoizbuch Badalta, and they say, I don't know, you can check this out. Everything I said till now, that's what it is. This thing, probably true. Rav Nosson did tell me that no one has any musik how big the Altman Slabotka was. He was mamish. All the Torah world today is thanks to Rav Nosson C. Finkel, the Altman Slabotka. The Mir Yeshiva, he was behind the Mir, he was behind Tells, and Slabotka itself. Don't ask what he accomplished for Klai Yisrael. He was very, very unusual. Anyway, I believe he told Reb Nosson's father, I'm going to tell you a secret, which, since you're staying by me, I'm giving you a secret that nobody knows. I want you to know that I could think of two things at one time. And the reason for that is that I did all I could in Avodas Hashem, so I'm zeicher to lamala mederech hateva. That's how the story goes. Okay, we're getting back. Where did we start? Daniel was close to her baron, and the Alter didn't like the relationship, and the Alter decided he's going to bust that relationship. He calls in Reb Aaron one fine day, and he tells him, do you know Reb Daniel told me about you? Now, only the Alter could do these things. By the way, it's a Yidua that many, many big mashgich and big people try to imitate him. They say no one was capable of doing what he did. He was the purest of the pure. The Altman Slabotka, vi smelled an agia, oh boy. He was very, very tough with many, many people. One of his talmidim would walk in to his room, walked over to the light, he shut the electricity and said, also let's talk about the other Russia. There's a famous story with Rav Shach tells it over that once on Yom Kippur, there was a, he wanted to go to a base of Jesus over there, middle of the day over there, and nobody, there was an Erev that deal and wasn't really Semachan. And Dalton says, anybody here Semachan the Erev? And somebody got up, oh yeah, I'm Semachan. You need me to take the key, to open the door, whatever. You need something there, I'll do it. So the Alta let him have it right there in public on Yom Kippur. You're not embarrassed to say that you're not makpid on the whole oil and he doesn't use it. You're not embarrassed to say this in public. Now, nobody, the Alta knew what he was doing. He was a brilliant. He had Siyata Rishmaya, the way whoever fell into his hands, they know he's set for life. But he did have a very tough mahalach with many of them. With Rav Hutna, with Rav Hannah Leibowitz, I'm not going to go into all the stories, but he was tough. Some of them he was dafka not. They say Rav Chatzkel Sarna, he was super warm, but they also said, he once told him, I'm locking you up in a room, and I want you to come out with your own chedushim. He was a big Eloi, but he wasn't machadish. And the Alta knew, this man's got to say chedushim. That's what he needs. And he locked himself up in a room, if you're not going to come out with your own chedushim, I'm going to be mavazi yibarabim. That's how the story goes. That he came out and he became a new person. That's how it goes. Whatever. So the Alta calls over Reb Daniel, and Reb Daniel Mavshav, it's not Reb Yisrael. Reb Daniel from Kelm, what's it at there? Reb Yisrael was an Avadik, it's a total different person, same last name. But Reb Daniel, he calls him in, you know, Reb Aaron Cutler told me something about you the other day. You sure he's your friend? I would discourage you, like, this man is not your friend. I want to just warn you. He would not like it if I told you, but I feel it's my shiv. I'm making up exactly what he said. But he did a job on telling him he is not your friend. That's Clark, what happened. That's Clark, world famous story. Then he calls her Baron separately, and he tells him, Daniel, what he told me yesterday about you, forget it. Rechilus. Anyway, that was the ultimate Slobodka, was able to do things that, forget it. Nobody could do this type of stuff. And for 5 years or whatever, they were together in Slobodka. And Daniel was in this side of Beis Medrash, Rabbi on that side. They had no catching with each other. Just what the Alta wanted. But before they left, the Alta called in each one separately. He said, now I'm going to reveal something to you. I played a shtickle. It was all a bluff. I made this up. He's never against you, but I held it wouldn't be good for you two to be together. And he told them both privately. That's the end of the story. I'm just saying there is a time. Because he held. Each one has his own derech. They weren't good for each other. Now, this younger man, who is heavy into Amun and Betachon, he gets everything he wants. He's a riot. I know a lot of people like this. Lately, like Alman Yisrael, what's going on with Yidden, what they could do with their Betachon. Younger life getting mamish Yeshua's like from nowhere. And so, somebody was in Lakewood. He was more in the next world than this world. He had a heart attack, I think 2 years ago. And that's all the guys, they said the guy's finished, and then that's all the guys said, oh yeah, we're gonna, whatever. They made a mamish at Chiyas HaMeisim. It's a famous story. The fact that he's walking around as a Neskoli Minashimai. And the people today, Abishai gives cases, he doesn't let us down. Now this particular younger man decided, I'm gonna hate this guy, and we're gonna hate each other. He had a hard time hating the other guy. It didn't work. He loved him. But the other guy hated him. It came true. It was unbelievable. It really came true. And it got worse and worse and worse until this went on for months. And after a while, the guy felt, I'm plotting. I miss him. I want to say hello to me. Let him something. Let him. It ate him up alive. He passes by his house every day. He remembers the good old days we used to learn together. He couldn't deal with it. He was dafka close to this fellow. So, vahi ayay, he started on Avishta, I can't hold out. And the guy was acting like a big shot over him, you know. He didn't like that either. I'm older than him. I want him to come to me, you know. He just kept davening. Vahi ayay. The guy knocks on his door. And exactly what this younger man asked for. Oh, I'm so sorry. And I miss you. I need you. The guy who hated him. Total turnaround. The power of tefillah. For a tumim. A person who's a tumim. What he could get with his tefillahs. A tumim. Why was Yosef so matzliach with a mitzi? Mitzim hated Jews, by the way. So there's a medrash that the reason why we went to Mitzrayim is because in Canaan, we'll be too friendly. You want to build Klal Yisrael with these friendly people, you're going nowhere. They didn't hate the Jews enough. It wasn't a good matzah. You got to hate the Jews, but good. Then we'll be sure of no connection with each other. Mitzim hated Jews. Mitamal Paitifa loves Yosef. How did that happen? And it says, so he sees Yosef walks in every time he comes into work. He notices he's whispering. He says, what are you whispering? He says, I'm asking the Abish to that I should be nice to chen in your eyes. People have trouble with their boss, trouble with their wife, trouble with this, trouble with that. Before you meet the guy, say, Abishta, help me that we should get along. Watch it work. Watch it work. You can't imagine what Philip could do. You can't imagine. Look, I told you my story in my school. That I'm printing B'tachem weeklies for a year, 2 years, 3 years. And I don't deal with the school. They were doing me a favor. And I kept davening, Abishta, why am I B'tachem weeklies? And this is a school. They have millions of things to do. And the secretary, I didn't say hello to her. I just davened. I left her the stuff. And she always said, well, I don't know if we could do it. You know, we have so much other work. I says, of course, do what you have to do. You know what I'm saying? I walked away. I said, Abishta, I want those B'tachem weeklies. I'm going to you because you are in charge of the office. You are in charge of the secretary. You're in charge of B'tachem weeklies. I really need them. Please, I don't want to scare anybody, but I need it. I did this for years. And for some crazy, weird reason, my stuff was all there. I never bought the secretary. A few years later, someone got a hold of me and says, you know, they're going out of their way for you. Go buy her something. She's a turtle wife. Give her a few dollars before Yom Tov. So I started acting like a mensch. Before that, I wasn't even a mensch. And I got, in fact, now this, I'll tell you something. I don't want this to get out. But I felt that before I became Mr. Nice Guy, I got better service. Once I started becoming Mr. Nice Guy, I was Simus. I was Beiteach in my good manners. Before then, it was strictly the Abishta. Abishta, I need the dog of weeklies. I would daven that it shouldn't be hard for her. That I did. I don't want to hurt people. And then when the assistant principal rolled in to the school, and he sees the school has to make their own tifratenus, and it's not happening, and it's almost the end of the week, and the school needs this as a newsletter for the whole week, and he walks in, there's the secretary, and with stacks of B'tachem weeklies, and he looks at what's going on here. I have to do B'tachem weekly. What is going on? This is a school lady. We got a job. We have, and he got a hold of me. Mandel, what are you doing here? I said, what do you want from me? I mind my own business. I don't tell them what to do, when to do. But I go to the Rebbeinu Shalalom and I say, hey, B'shtai, need to talk a week, please get them for me. The one who davens wins. If you get too much involved with people, it's not so pushy. Even when I started acting like a mensch, you got to watch out because you lose. You can lose your amuna. The best way to go is only the Abishta. Sometimes you have to be a mensch. It's different. But you go only to the Abishta. It's such a bracha in the world. Go only to Tatman Shemayim for all your needs. He'll test you. So what? You become like this. They say Reb Chatzkel Abramsky used to go like this. Me and the Abishta like this. He said when he came to Siberia, what did he say? People were freezing to death over there. It was Siberia. And he's getting colds and who knows what. And he said right away, I'm going to be in hot soup over there. He said, Abishta, no colds. I don't know exactly what he said there. But all his years in Siberia, he never, ever, because he got up. I used to do something. Maybe I should do it again. I used to go in the freezing cold weather here in Lakewood. And no coat. Now I wear a coat. But I, for years, no coat. How'd you do that, Mandel? I used to daven, Abishta, help me. The weather shouldn't bother me. It didn't bother me. How do you like that one? And Mamish didn't bother me. It didn't. Freezing. Everyone's looking at me like, what? Mandel, where's your coat? It's freezing. The whole island is bundled up like this. And I said, what do you want from me? I'm a Nevada. They say the Alta of Nevada never, in the freezing winter, he never went like this with his, you know, he never put his lapel, huh? Never. Never put it up. Hey, the Alta from Nevada, he didn't feel nothing. He was, Malach Hashem, so, and the heat? You want to tolerate heat? Daven. Daven, watch what happens. Come tonight. Daven. Mr. Help me tolerate heat. I once saw a Navarniga. Reb Shmuel Shneya. And like, he wasn't like what I think it was. It was boiling, schmaltzy, crazy. It was so hot. Shaya. He couldn't walk out. And what did he do? He says, he walked, oh, thanks a million. Thanks a million. Yeah, Shikaya. So he says, how do you deal with this? He's wearing his frock. I knew he had a home. That's a big stack in a varagi, you say. You adjust. I like it. Just say I like it. Say it. I don't mind the heat. You know what words do to you? You say you like it, it won't. It's different. Every time somebody says about himself something, he's making it stronger and stronger and stronger. Do you hear what I'm saying? You go around all day saying, I don't need covered. Just say it. It's challah bracha on you. Unless you're stam, I don't know. Or you call yourself a masmid, call yourself this. I like the heat. Keep saying I like the heat. And you're going to like it soon. It's not going to bother you. The mouth brisk crucibus vasayim. That's why no negatives, don't say a word. Don't put yourself down because your body's listening. And when you say, well, I'm not such a good guy, your body's listening, says, okay, we agree with you on that one. Now we're going to keep pulling you down. Your whole neshama listens. This door, I once heard this from an old Branovich, a Talmud, was having a neshama, he was a bach, he never got married. I met him in L.A., very tired of yid. He told me once, Reb Sol Yankiv wasn't a fool. The Alta from Navarig's paid them. Navarig Ahim, Navarig Aheh. They say he never spoke negative words. Never. And he told me, I think B'Shem is Rebbe, he said, Surmeda! Get out of the mud. Get out of it. Don't discuss. The dirt is not, they don't do well with getting into the mud. Now you're going to creep out. Don't get near it. You know, I'll tell you something. Now, I'm going to be very super nasty today. I'm going to be so nasty. I'm going to get the Elam Lebedek now. Are you ready? All the old Navarigas, if there's any, I'm sure they're listening. And they're sure, I'm sure they're going to be masking with me, but I'm going to speak a different language. I'm going to speak strictly Slobodka language right now. In Slobodka, they said, you want to break me this? You want to break me this? Guess what's going to happen? You break 1 meter, it's going to turn into two. And the Sacherna klap oichet. You'll hear it banging also yet. No breaking meters. And I heard this Villeneuve Zatzal from Yerushalayim told me the same thing. Brechen meters? You serious? What are you doing? Watch out, Rabbi Yisrael. Now, I once spoke to a big, big Chaim Balenev from the Daily Torah, from the closest Talmidim to Rav Hutner Zatzal. He told me, it's not so, of course everybody has to work on the meters. It's just the nusach of breaking meters that they didn't like in Slobodka. Say, I want to be masakin, I need this. It's the way you say it, the way you look at it. All right, whatever it is, it is. There, I'll tell you, there's two agendas that I always felt that Navadik was more into one and Slobodka was more in the other. And Slobodka, I understood, was channel your crisis. Find out what you're good at and go for it and don't get so involved in what you're not good at. And I 1,000,000,000% go like that. Don't think Navarik didn't know about that. And don't think Slobodka didn't know about working on meters. They both had everyone's. They knew each other's notes to some degree. And they both did everything. The challenge, what are you stressing? What's good for you? I would very, very much find out what you're good at. And stay there and ignore all the air so you're not good and not do this. You'll be, you're not, you know, you're drinking my maluchim. You drink salty water. You go nowhere when you go around all day saying, well, I'm not cut out for this. And now I'm a Kaisen, I'm a Kinder type of covered Nick. I got this. Oh, yeah, I'm so this, I'm so that. And you don't have any trouble doing that because the brain chatter is doing that for you automatically. The dirt thrives. People are like that. I know the mentality, the way people are thinking all day. I'm no good here, I'm no good there, no good there. I went to other parties, get together, call each other no good Nicks. Oh, were they funny. They came to Monroe at the Sotman Rebbe's yard site. He was their man. And Reb Shlomo Fiege and Reb Gershon, remember those two? I think it was Sol Meyer was the other one. And they were making fun of themselves. Yeah, you think each one said, I'm a bigger yokel than you. No, I'm a bigger yokel. No, I'm much worse than you. No, I'm worse. No, you know what you're talking about. I'm out of it. Oh, you know how crazy I could be? You know, so you have to understand, they were laughing and rolling. In fact, I'll tell you what they were saying. Being bottled to the Svita. Being bottled there in Monroe. I see them all over the place. Maybe they didn't feel in place, whatever it is. And the Svita is on top of you. You know, when you got an assignment, the Vardig, that's major stuff. You got to work when you get to a new environment, the COVID is eating at you. And what does he think of me? They're not even looking at you, but how to deal with it? And so each one felt, no, I'm worse than you. And they were laughing. I still remember Hill Vitkin. He was Reb Shimshon Pinkus' father-in-law's father-in-law. He spoke in Lakewood. And he said, when I get an aliyah, and whatever they say, that is whatever it says in the Torah, I know it's me. And I hear the way they're saying, I hear that Malkaria. Ish ki yetarua oizav oitabela nefesh. He said this in front of the whole liquid. And he was rolling as he said it. And he said, I used to think I was garnish. I always know I'm a garnish. But lately I discovered Ichben Gor garnished. And he was rolling as he said it. He was laughing his head off. He was such a happy person. You know, so I'm not quite holding that. I don't go with that, but I guess they knew what they were doing. Yeah. I see Rav Galinsky make fun of himself a little bit. This Gavella. I see some bunch of people also make fun of himself. They could also do it. And they sent some good humor. I was like, okay. But anyway, what we're doing is we're trying to build people up. Try to be. We'll see. Yeah, different madrigas. To build yourself up is all it is. That's what I recommend for breaking midas. Build yourself up 24/7 as much as you can. Just tell yourself how great you are. Why? See, it's hard as all day telling you, you're no good, you got to go fight that. Now, I'm going to tell you a Mashuna de Kazakh. David HaMelech married Bathsheba. He had 18 wives. Why did he have to marry her? You know what she was? Look, we all know the Kolam and David Chatan Elitoya, but he was nesher with Bathsheba. He forced Bathsheba, come inside, Rabbi said, come in. He was nesher with her. She is the one that he promised her. You're the queen that's taking over. Your son is the crown prince of my kingdom. Malchus Beis David, your son, your Shlemala. Is going to be the future of our homeland. That means that all the other 17 wives are losers compared to Bathsheba. He promised Bathsheba, and that's it. It's a done deal. They say different. Shut them wide. It's weird. Aren't you embarrassed what you did? Aren't you embarrassed what you did? What is Bathsheba? You want to see the psukim? Chazal. He was minded to us enough. He was wrong. I mean, it was Meshunah de Gemais. It's unbelievable. And the Abishtu is upset. You got to see those sukkim. A scandal. Kills a husband and married a wife. Whew. Shreklach. Eishasish. And he saw her and she looked good. And he went, Meshunah de Gemais on a roof. It's It's bombish. I don't know how you feel. When I learned those tzukim, I turned colors. I can't even deal with it. The Hele Gitar, when's the Hele Gitar? I'm all, come on. This can't be even the pshuta. You can't even, on any level, how could it? And it's taka. Something that you really can't understand. What a Malach David was, we have no understanding. But whatever. In the pashtus, it was no good. Now, he needs the future of Malchus Beis David. Basheva, your son. You know, I'm going to tell you, one of his wives was a woman whose name was, okay, he had Michal Bashol, who he loved. Michal Bashol Eglosa. She was his calf. It's a lashon of my favorite. He loved Michal Bashol, not Shaykh. She wore tefillin. Michal Bashol, she saved his life. Michal Bashol. You find me in Michal Bashol. It's not Shaykh who she was. She saved his life from Shaul HaMelech, and she wanted him, and she loved him. And when he loved his Michal, they would Kedish Kedush and both of them together. He was not Shaykh, his Michal. Look, Yenison. He loved Yenison like more than a brother. You can't describe his love for Yenison. This is Yenison's sister. No? This is a Shidduch. It's my Michal. And what do you want to hear about another one of his wives? How about, what's her name? Oh, not Shaykh. Abigail, Ashes Novel. You know what she did for him? She saved him from Gehenna. If not, she stopped him from killing her husband, Novel. If he were a kid, you know, Chazal say what Abigail did for David? He lost his Eilamah, but he wasn't really allowed to kill Novel. Her husband was a first class Mechutzef to David. I don't want to tell the whole story now, but if you notice the little Tanakh, it's a very interesting story. The way David asked him, David was helping him. David wasn't mamish. He had a Mashiach already, but Shaul was still, and he asked in a nice camaraderie way. He was a relative of this Novel. Novel was super rich. He came from Kol Ben Yefuna, which is David's family. And both saying Shevet, and David says, Kol, Novel, can you please do us a favor? They used to save all those people from the robbers. There were wolves in the area. Novel, they protected the whole countryside, David and his men. He had these few men. He was being hunted by Shaul, but in the meantime, he was helping Klai Yisrael. And Shaul was still Melech. And he protected him. He says, now it's, I think it was Erev Rosh Hashanah, he said, my men need some food. We've been doing you favors all the time, and can you give us some food? And he spoke with such a camaraderie. You got to see the psukim, my dear friend. Bincha, he calls himself. Your son David is asking, maybe you can do us a favor, such as this guy. Where David Amal talked with a certain simcha, the way anyway. So what does he do, Novel? What? Novel is a first-class miser. We don't understand these people. However, he was a miser. But him giving a penny was like, because nefesh, that's not happening. He was super rich, and he couldn't part with a penny. And when he heard that David wanted to give him something to eat, he wanted to take some food from him for his men, he went berserk. He says, no way. So the shliach came back, and he made fun of David. He says, who do you think? Oh, you're Yen and Yukul, it's going against Shaul. You think you're king, you're nobody. He spoke like a... Anyway, so David, they gave David a message. David heard the message. That's the way he talks? Okay, Shabra, put on your swords. Tomorrow morning, there will not be a Mashtin Bekir left in his house. A Mashtin Bekir is Maslaitis. Either means a male. Have a seat and take over the... It means a male or it means a dog. But it ain't good news. We're going to wipe out this Novel through it. You got to see David's Kephas, you know, Melech. You talk like that to me? Merba Malchus? Chayiv Nisei Mechutzif? We'll wipe you out clean. Now, he had a wife, Abigail Tzadekis, and a super, very, a Neviah, I think she was. She's very, one of the most beautiful women in the world. And she found out that David's ready to take action very soon. And she got moving very quickly. And she started loading on. It was figs with wine barrels and food. She put them on these donkeys or whatever. And she came all the way down the hill and she falls down in front of David. And she did a job on David. And she sort of let him, and she says, please don't kill that man. He's Nabal. Tishmai Kenu. He's my husband. He is what he is. But you can't kill him. Because you're not a king. The world does not know about you yet. You had your Mashiach, who was very nice. But you kill him, say goodbye to your Olam Haba. And she was not, big time. One of her biggest nashim, I think she was an Aviyah, Abigail. She was murdered. And David heard it, and she knew how to do it too. She fell at his feet, and she called herself his maid. And she knew how to do a job. And she melted David through and through. And David said, oh, this lady is Brucha Tamech. It's a beautiful. The story's half of a fella. Anyway, he agreed. He said, I won't do it. And she wasn't a via. She said, by the way, Nabal ain't going to be around much longer. Remember me? Gemara speaks about how she did that and whatever she did. But eventually, David married her. And she had a son whose name was Kilov. Oh, he had two names, Kilov and Daniel. It was a Masmid Otzim, a Tzadik Yisrael Eilam, Kilov. And David had trouble with Ishbosheth. When he used to speak of learning, Ishbosheth, somebody from Shaul's family, used to be Mavayish David in learning. Whatever David said, Ishbosheth said, And David he didn't have an easy life with him. He was a big Talmud Chacham. And David went through a hard life in the Beis Medrash until his son, Abigail's son, Daniel Kilov, two names, grew up. And he harbored the learning at Belila, Abigail's son, what do you expect? And he joined, okay, you're old enough, come join us in Beis Medrash. The next time someone started up with his father, David, no, I'll show you pink bucket. And he did a job and his bushes was over. And David Amalek, finally, my son's doing the job for me. He's telling me, he was nachas. And Chazal said that Abigail was worth to David what she did for him. Okay, he has a Michal, he has an Abigail. Those are two of his wives. There's no suffix. Every one of them was a tzaddikis gemura. Who does he give the malchus to? Bathsheba. Now, all of them were legal. He got married. This one? A scandal. Okay, look, you're going to say, call him a double shot, and I'll tell you. He used to take one arrow and kill 1,000 people with one shot. After the chait of Bathsheba, he could only kill 800 people. So obviously, he wasn't Pashut. And now, here's Bathsheba, you're the one. You want to embarrass yourself, Lanetzach Lanzachim? She's Emma Shamachas, her son, he's the king, no one else. I'm going to tell you a pshat that's 99 days. I'm going to tell you half of the pshats in the Shire. But Mokum Shabali Tshuva Einden Ain Tzadikim Gemurim Chayim Lamad. Nobody believes in that. And the Rambam is concerned. He speaks about Hazel Tshuva. I know you don't believe in it, but it's true. You think you're Meruchik and Matuv, and you're nobody. You're loved more than all the biggest tzaddikim. You're the big person, not the tzaddikim. And they say that you steig a lot from being about tshuva. That the tzaddikoma simply doesn't have certain levels that you have. It's a matthias. You're bigger. About tshuva is not shayach. Now, if you really believe in that, and the melech, especially the Bali, the people that talk about the Bali Machshava, they say that Yehuda would sin for whatever reason. Yosef, that Shevet was not, whatever. Yosef didn't sin, Yehuda did. That's the Melech. David sinned, that's the Melech. Why? You got to relate. The Melech is an example. If the Melech is a Kaddish Merechem that never sins, you're not comfortable because you can't relate to him. You have somebody, okay, whatever that means. Now I want to tie it like this. Bathsheba is the greatest thing he ever did in his life, because he did tshuva. The Aveira turned into a mitzvah. And he's much bigger. And you're in a much higher place. right? One time in the Mizbeach by Achatos. It's on the four corners on top. Makam Shabbali Chuba ain't in and the oil of Shlomo are on the bottom. And there it's, I have a lot of writings that the belt simply doesn't chat. That the belt Chuba is by far, it's your greatest thing you ever did in your life, you did Chuba. You're Givaldi. You did Chuba? Wow, you're much better than those guys. People don't want to accept that. Eh, he sinned, bug off, it'll never be the same. If you can do that, people don't look at it like you lost the chait and you became a mitzvah. They look at you like you fell and got in, you blew it. People do not believe in tshuva. So David, Hasheva, you're the one. You're my prize to show the world. You're tshuva. I did tshuva with this chait. You're a keli that caused me the highest mitzvah in the world. I want to thank you. Like, there's no one like you in my life. The Shlema is coming for the next king to come for you. Okay, now, I'm going to tell you a true story about a younger man. This younger man, he's a close friend of mine. He is a very big tzaddik, but he got a certain shtela that is not an easy shtela, where he has to do things that he falls. He has done things that are not so simple. He, with certain people, he hurt people. In any crowd, things go wrong. It wasn't so nizer, wasn't so eisgehalten. Sometimes doing things with negias and, messy, messed up here and there. Basically, he's gewaldig. But the biggest people, if you would only know the inside stories of the biggest people, you'd calm down a lot. This fellow, he told me, Mashiach de Gazach. All those people whom he wronged, whom he messed up, he always does tshuva. The guy's a big bambus, he's always doing tshuva. So he's in a constant state of tshuva. That's why being involved in Mussar is so precious, because it makes you about tshuva always. He told me again and again and again, he gets the biggest covered dafka. The guy that he messed up and ruined and did something that wasn't nice, Galvin, that's the guy that comes running to him and he wants to snip his hair by the upshare. Another one comes over to him and tells him, Halavai, I could have a chelik in you and your Gan Eden. People don't talk to him like that. Punk those people again and again and again all over the place. Always those people he gets the biggest covet. From all the mistake guys, the mistake people. Well, how did that happen? You know why? Because this person believes in B'makim Shalach B'al Tshuva Ein Tzadikim Ruhu Chayim Ramad. He believes it. Most people don't believe it. So I don't know if they get that service. He believes, this man, I really stagged with him. In a Vardig. So, Mamel, if I can't, that's the best thing you ever did. In a Vardig, when they did Averis, they weren't in the spa. Oh, an Averis? So what? You did tshuva. I once had a Maisa, and I was very concerned about it. And I spoke to Rabbi Zer, and he didn't know what I was talking about. He says, you did tshuva. I mean, what's tshuva? There's the whole Shari tshuva. Did you read it? You did tshuva. He said, you have charuta, it's not happening again. Gandik, the Averis became a mitzvah. It's a new world. I mean, the Mamas don't know what I'm talking about. What's the problem? He's a Jew. Goodbye. Mamish Kaloi Haya. The belt doesn't go like that. They don't live with the Torah. They live with Das Balabayas. You did that? You'll never be the same. You have such a stain on your record? No, sir. You're no good. And the Vardig is just the opposite. I remember somebody, Rabbi, I had a friend of mine who came along with me one year. Came once. He was a young fellow. And he had certain things with, on the plane, what you see. I remember he told me this. He asked Rabbi Zer, you see what you shouldn't see. You know what he said? Pufakat. You look away, so you makayim it. So you got a double mitzvah. The positivism is not shayach. If you live with the Torah, you don't live with the Torah, you're finished. Even if you're an Einus, people aren't meichel themselves. They're too harsh on themselves. The chadak einayim. I want to take a look at the shira. The shira is a song of the Oz Yashir, Zekeli Van Beir. I'll make them beautiful. Make Torah beautiful. Make it geschmack. When you learn, I've heard there's a lot of people. Make it geschmack. We see them do a lot of this stuff. When they go ahead and they have a party. Kira Savana, I once went to Square Kira Savana. Wow. They have all the covers out, like with all his majesty. Everybody's looking up. You know. Now everyone together, boom. The song, see them, the way they come into Davin like soldiers, all come in the same minute to Davin Minsa. From all, from all sides of Bar Park, they come in there. A knack! The Satma, the way the Satma, the Rebbe used to dance. I remember Rebbe Yelish used to dance on some of his terror. Oh boy. I remember his feet banging on the floor. They say he had he was Lamal Menatev, he was a Zakran already. And by then, by the Chassidim, only Rebbe does the dancing. And the Chassidim was holding each other backwards, sort of, you know. They made a whole, it was beautiful. Those Jewish people, Zekeli Van Beyu, make it your schmack! Arevna, when you learn, you gotta save. Arevna is a built-in part of, it's a din. Arevna, make this geschmack. You gotta do that, because I have a whole shtick to you that I'm writing in this week's B'tach Weekly. My latest shtickle is, the Oz Yashir is not only, they drowned physical, they drowned the spiritual tumma of Mitzrayim went down with it. That's all one time, but that's what it says. When you make bracha on the Agada, al gul arsenu, al padus nafshenu, on the ruchlis, memtashari tumma. In the Vardik, for sure, that was the ick of things that happened in Tzias Mitzrayim. Oh, got out of kiddah, type of covered, got out of all this kas, no more, you know, out of Mitzrayim. That's called Yitzhak Mitzrayim, you know. Or, what are you talking about? What? You got out of what? You're free? No, you know. You're free, okay. It's nice to be free, but that's the Ica. So I wanted to take a look at the whole Shira. It's so full of Simcha and Simcha and Simcha. Oh, Shira Lashem. Those Yashis singing and singing. Ozzy the Zimros! Ka, Hashem is my Zimiris. You sing and you're happy. That's Yiddishkeit. Now I want to tell you something. Tumas Mitzrayim was no joke. That was no joke. Mitzrayim is the number one place. Tisha, what do they have there? Shtufei Zima. Tufei Zima, they had a ball, those mitzvahs. And the Tumah, Olam HaTumah, Avodah Zarah also was very delicious. We don't understand. They had plenty of that stuff too. They had their fun. Now how are you going to, Rabbi Miller says, you have to fight fire with fire. You have to counteract that with so much fun, with so much Yiddish fun, the Simcha breaking mitos. You want to really have fun? Let's get together. Watch what I'm going to do tonight. There's somebody here. Watch. I got to control myself. And I got to report it to my Rosh Chabad. And he's got to give me a smile. And I'm not scared of nothing. It's a nice way to Nevada again. He was once staying by somebody. It was on a border or whatever. And in the middle of the night, he discovered that there's a Yiddish issue. He disappeared. I spent the whole night in freezing Russian weather outside. Not to be. And he felt like $1 million. He goes to his Rosh Chabad. Guess what I just did? Ooh. And they felt great about breaking Midos. That's the guy named this Shved that hates me. He's always yelling at me. For the first time, I didn't say a word. Wow, really? Yes. You know, that is Simcha. See, they knew where the main thing is making. That whole club used to get together. He's breaking his midos. You know what's going to happen in the next world? You know what they're going to do to you up there? They're going to be pointing at you, all your relatives. Pliny over on me. Tiny, this person was mava midos. All your relatives are going to say, the world of truth comes out. All the time you had a struggle. Everyone's going to see it up there, the Yenevelt. It's going to be so beautiful. Well, you broke your midas. Well, you went against your nature. Are you going to get schar? So Navarik is that Olam Haba right here. They're so busy with these things. They love this. Enjoy Yiddishkeit. Enjoy a geshmaka, blat gemara. You have to make it geshmak. There has to be geshmak. Has to be a seder. You have seder Musaf. There's ways of doing it, but you say this. Make it geshmak! That's the way you fight these. Now I'm going to tell you. The person was Menachem Malach, that's all. His son, Baruch Lachaim, from the Go Chashav Gerach Sidim. He spoke at repentance of Menachem Malach's Yartzeit. And he was a Gerach. And he just says, Tata, why did these Avadigas talk about Kedusha? How come they don't talk about Kedusha? No, it's not on their agenda. Take a look at all the Avadigas for him. They're not into it. Covet. Are you looking for covet? Go sit and learn. Don't look for covet. That's Avadig. It is more stuff, but then Kedusha, what? So you know what he told him? Put it on Menachem. He said, if you would have known what a Musa Seder was like by us, when you were finished with a Musa Seder, you couldn't even dream of that stuff. It's out of your mind. When people are on fire, it's a different world. Mamish says, my Sudal from the body had four Talmidim. They went to one of these way out places in Estonia, some weird place. And it was known over there that in that place, the tumah was rampant. It was big time. And they told the altar, you're sending your Talmidim to such a place there to be Makara people. And the elder says, you know my Talmidim are. You know, you're afraid for them. You have nothing to be afraid of, not those, not my boys. They're on fire! When they learned Musa and Avadi, they got together and they heard of it on Musa. They loved it. When they said they're going to burn out the whole place. No one stands, the HR doesn't stand a chance with them. They're in a different world. That's the way to go. Okay, look, the violin we're talking. And if you're Nebuchadnezzar, Americana, Harry, that's still having trouble with whatever it is, Kinetiva covered. So, you're even bigger. Why? Because we don't have nobody at this point. We're getting there very quick. I'm having a lot of requests all over. I would like the Yerlim to be Mespalo. We want to bring back the real Navardic. There's a telephone number on the one in Lashon Kodesh. So here it is. If anybody wants to help with the Lashon Kodesh one, it's 917-635-3818. Again, 917-635-3818. That's the Lashon Kodesh alone. It's Gavaldi, not Stam. And that's the number you can call. You can send your $5,000 check. We'll be happy to accept it. You can give $10,000. It's a free country. Well, you can give as much as you want. I accept. You know what? I collect money. I go around with all the B'nai Torah. I say, first, I go into Kel Shimshon with the Davening Mincha over there, and I say, okay, I've decided to come to where all the Gvirim are hanging out. All the Gvirim. Echmar Gvir, the Lake where you go, like, Gvirim, and anybody want to give me money, I'm available. I accept hundreds, that's no problem. And if I have a bigger bill, I put that on top. See? Someone just came out. Would you like to? Yeah, I'm happy to take. You can give 200 also. It's a free country. I'll accept it. And I have a shita. La'olam titach. Someone asked me, do you take money? Yes! When people ask me, do you take money? No. Of course. I do it as a matter of principle. And one of the principles that I have is accepting money. They are very eiskehal. I always stick to my principles. You see that? I'm a man of principle. Mashiach doesn't like people of principle. They make trouble too much. But this kind of principle, I'm sure, will understand. Matter of principle, I'll take as much as you want. And the Ebishter helps. I'm telling you, Rabbi Say, when I check with the Ebishter for money, the money comes. I'm telling you, I don't do nothing. I say, Ebishter, I'm not doing anything. You give me the money. I do this. It's not easy. You can try it. Come join me. Anybody want to join me for collecting money? The one thing I decided I'm not Navardic when it comes to collecting money. These are not going to do it. It's not me. There, I'm total brisk. I hold for brisk. Brisk sits back and they say, money, you come to me. I like that. That's for me. I'm comfortable with our mahalach. You have to go in freezing weather, knock on doors, and he's probably not home. So, I need that. And then you have to beg him. You have to learn Musaf for 3 hours not to be afraid of this beer. No. You're coming to me, Babala. You know what happened? This is brand new stuff. There are people who, they have to collect for this, right? They're in New York. They're making money. They came to me. They want me to help them out. I got my own budget over here, Mises. I got to make my own B'tachon weeklies. I'd like if you can take as much as possible. Give them all out because today we don't have as big a oilum because usually my vada's on Thursday. Didn't get around to everybody. So whoever can take stacks of them, give them out. They're right there. The boxes are all waiting. Anyway, it's a big mitzvah. A lot of nisim happy. The guys who give out for my stuff. You want to hear stories? One after another. My B'tachon Weekly is no joke. They know about Noilam Abba. They all know the Abish themselves. Oh, who's helping Mandel's B'tachon Weekly? We'll take care of him. All right, you heard what I said. I hope, did everybody hear that one? This one I want to get out to the public. B'tachon Weekly works. You know, the greatest story you have. We'll stick to the same story. It's okay. It's the best there is. They're all great. You know, people have not paid us. Real mapechas and family situations. One of people who, but this story that they came special from you. I hope it's the other end of Lakewood. Mandel, I got to see you with my wife. We had an experience. You're not going to believe it. They come, they sit on the couch. I'm sitting across. Tell me what happened. It was Erev Shabbos. We're going to the mountains from Lakewood. And bumper to bumper traffic. My wife's having almost a nervous breakdown. He's more cool. He reads B'tachon Weekly. It's a different type. And she's like, you know, so she's all nervous. And it was Haka. I must agree with his wife. When you're there of Shabbos, you got hours of traveling and things aren't moving. You got out of your mind. So he tried to cry her down. He gave her a B'tachon Weekly. Yeah, take it. Go read it. They had it in the car. She takes it in her hand. I was sure she was telling me the stories. As soon as she took it in her hand, the traffic disappeared on the spot. So she put it down. Boom! Traffic's back in business. She puts it, she takes it in again. No more traffic. This happened, I don't know how many, 3-4 times. Sounds better, 3-4 times. Or maybe 10 times, I don't know. But it definitely happened a nice few times. It was consistently, and I remember Beloshin, she said, Rabbi Mandel, if it would not have happened to me, I wouldn't believe. Such a story. It happened. I saw it in front of my eyes. Anyway, so that's a B'tachon Weekly story if you want more. Anybody want to give out B'tachon Weekly? Do you know how many people I cured by getting involved in my stuff? You know how many? You know a younger man who was Tzahak the Tzara's emergency room and him are like this. Him in the emergency room until he started getting involved in collecting whatever. You get involved in the cloud. The Abishta gives you a Shemitah. And so anybody wants to help out, I'm more than happy to take it, to accept your services. It's a bracha when you help Klal Yisrael, Davis to help you. And we should all be zeichet to zamen to the gula shleim karb. Tu b'shvat! Rabbi said, Tu b'shvat! Eis rotzen! Now's the time, it's coming, the sap in the tree starts coming back. The simcha of the universe. We're coming full bloom ahead. It's a new world opening up. Tu b'shvat is eis rotzen gadol v'nor de rebbes chavtish. Everything you see, the Abish's delicious fruits. The sweetness of our country's world. I'll tell you one quick one. That is, how come trees, how come the fruits are sweet and the vegetables are usually not? Because the fruits are near our country's baruch hu. That's why. How come the birds sing so beautifully? And the animals down here growl so beautifully and bark, bark. How come? Because when you're near the Avishta, it gets sweet, it gets gishmak. And when you're down here, it gets, And I'll tell you a quick bot. I don't like to say too many bots. I'm going to lose all my customers. But I'll tell you, this one's too good. The mon was white. Why was it white and round? Roundness is the Avishta, it's bewusst. Squareness is a human makes things with limited. Hashem makes everything round, trees round, round globes, round fruits. Why everything round and white and it's a zera? Why was the malach? I'll tell you, Rabshah. Whiteness means purity. It means a shemayim. Esav liked red. Red means artsius. The ground and red is the same color, basically. He like, give me the red stuff. He didn't even see the round, because round, that's already getting too complicated for him. Roundness, the lentils, the soup that he had there with Yaakov. That roundness is red, that's me. I'm red, oil maza. And the, that's why the mun was white, and that's why the mun was round. And why was it a sea? Because ruchni is bigger things. You may not see instant gratification, but it's a seed for the future, for Elam Haba, and even in this world. You daven now, I'm going to tell you, I know a younger man, he has terrible, he has very big challenges, and he's a very hard time with betachan, he's working on himself. And I told him, write down dry things, they're seeds. I don't believe in this, I'm not worried. You know, keep writing those positive things every day, and he told me it's magic. The first few times you write it, you don't feel anything. But with time, suddenly, hey, it's kicking in. Hey, I'm starting to feel. It takes time. What did Sefer Sol Salanta? That the Baal Musa shouldn't worry if he doesn't feel right away. You keep drip, drip, like the stone, Rabbi Akiva, keeps dripping, and soon the stone, as it makes an indentation. Don't be dispelled, you don't feel anything. You go back to that same Musa Sefer and work on your issue. Kas, Kedusha. It'll turn, but keep again and again without expecting a hergish. You know, I make a joke, people with a hergish. Oh, you have a hergish? No, Zayin Akiyim. Very happy for you. A hergish? You have it, you don't have it. You work, Davidson will pay you back, and someday you'll be mamish in a different world. You won't recognize yourself. So keep writing down every day you're the Rosh Kibahar. And one day you'll actually believe. Anyway, Davidson, all the Zayin Gula Shalema, this two Bishvat. We should see Davis's beautiful world and make brachas, the trees are coming back. And see the beautiful world of Atata and Shemaim who loves us. I love the Abish, the Rabbi say. You know why I said that? Because I know people like to hear that. So I know Hashem for sure likes to hear it. That's why I said it. I want to be nice to Hashem. So I say it. I love Hashem. I know somebody who got a very big mileage by to keep saying that. I know certain families that a lot of people kept saying, I love you Hashem, and things would get changed. He's developed.